Hello, it is Ryan, and I was on a flight the other day playing one of my favorite social spin slot games on chumbacasino.com. I looked over at the person sitting next to me, and you know what they were doing? They were also playing Chumba Casino. Everybody's loving having fun with it. Chumba Casino is home to hundreds of casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com to claim your free welcome bonus. That's chumbacasino.com and live the Chumba life.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Yeah. Third hour, Darren, Donnie, Kachase here on this Wednesday afternoon. We head back down to Miami. We had Tim Hasselbeck down in South Beach last hour. Weekly chat with him. Chris Mason coming up at 1 o'clock. Mike Tirico at 1:30. Teresa Walker from the Associated Press is down there covering Super Bowl 54. Teresa, how you doing?
I'm good, Darren. How are you and Willie doing?
We're doing fantastic. How's Miami treating everybody?
Well, it's gorgeous. Now, the transportation is not great. Let's put it this way. They were trying to change things, I think, but it's just been a little weird. Like, if you want to go to the media center, the bus leaves hotels at like 7 in the morning because everyone wants to do that. If you're going to the Chiefs Wednesday and Thursday, you have to get up and be on a bus by 6 o'clock, at least at our hotel,
Wow. For
an 8 o'clock availability. And then, you know, like the Niners got pushed back to, I think they're 6 to 7 tonight. So, and when you go to one place, if you go to a team hotel, then, yeah, like they could take from the Chiefs to the separate hotel where Goodell is having his news conference here any minute, but that's not at the media center, which is where Radio Row is and where you could get your credentials and the NFL experience and all that fun stuff. So it's spread out, shall we say.
Yeah, we had Kendall Gammon on, who does the Chiefs. He's a former player, longtime player in the league, and does the color. He's the color analyst on radio for the Chiefs in the first hour, and he's down there, and he was kind of saying the same thing. It's been a little bit tough to navigate and get around the city to get from point A to point B. We all, you know, we've talked this week, unfortunately, about the tragic news that came out on Sunday. And, you know, when you talk about that, it leads to, you know, we all remember those certain stories, whether it's Kobe Bryant, whether it's Steve McNair, certain stories that whenever it hits, we always remember what we were doing, how we found out. That day is pretty vivid, usually in our memory banks for the rest of our lives. Believe it or not, today would have been Rob Baronis' 42nd birthday today, and I think is another one that we all remember when we learned of the news of the tragedy of Rob Baronis in this town over that weekend.
Oh, absolutely. I mean, you know, like Jimmy Wyatt had just gotten – he had gone to the Vanderbilt game and then driven to Cincinnati and had just gotten to bed maybe an hour or so, if that, when he got a call about that horrible news. And I had covered the Vanderbilt game. I didn't get to bed till like 2:30 that night. And my colleague was waking me up at like 5:30 to let me know about the news. He tried texting, but you know, I had my do not disturb on. And finally he just called me and that came through and woke me up. And so, yes, I got to work before 6 o'clock that morning, you know, hoping to learn that it was not correct. Unfortunately it was. And so I worked half the day that day. And, you know, Titan fans remember, you know, they lost in Cincinnati that day. When you hear something like that, and it's somebody you know, having to go out and play a game just hours later, it's really hard as a human being to deal with that.
No doubt about it. In fact, I remember the next morning I had to host with Floyd Reese and I think Derek Mason. Yeah, I think D. Mace was there too. We were doing the pregame show at the downtown Omni. Down there, and I remember having to talk about that morning because it was obviously still fresh. A lot of people were hearing it for the first time, so just went crazy to think that today Rob Baronis would have been 42 today. So what has kind of been the theme down there in Miami? What are you curious about heading into this game on Sunday?
Oh, that's a great question. I think uppermost for me, I mean, the 49ers have had a defense that's among the best pass defenses in a decade in the NFL. So, you know, very, very good on defense. We saw what they could do to the Packers in the NFC Championship game with Raheem Mostert just kind of running all over the Packers, looking a little bit like Derrick Henry in a way, at least with the numbers he put up. But, you know, Patrick Mahomes, Titans, we saw him, you know, use his legs, use his arm, and, you know, before you know it, boom, it's a pretty easy win. And that, you know, his tiptoe dance down the sideline to get to that touchdown right before halftime against the Titans, and then he throws a 60-yarder in the second half. I'll say this. I've been picking the Chiefs to win this game because, you know, this is a team that, yes, they added some players, but This is a team that should have been playing in this game a year ago, if not for D. Ford jumping off sides, right? So, or possibly, you know, they were in overtime in their own building in the AFC Championship game. So, you know, they're a year delayed maybe getting to this point, but certainly they are ready. I'm trying to remember, I think it was Tyreek Hill Monday night said, yes, we understand that we could help Andy Reid be the first, you know, we could be the first team to finally get Andy Reid a championship. So, you know, they know what's on the line. And you know, hey, the Niners, Kyle Shanahan, he's been in this position himself with the Falcons in Houston, 3 years ago. So, you know, there's a lot of that going around, but Mahomes, man, I saw the stat. He's like 5-0 going up against, you know, top passing defenses in his career or something like that. So I'm going to lean to that young man.
No doubt about it. And you should. Can you believe this is just his second full year as a starter? And here he has him in this position.
I know. It feels like he's been around a little bit longer than that, doesn't it, Darren? Because it just feels like we've been talking about him for such a long time. But, you know, he's the defending NFL MVP. You know, Lamar Jackson probably wins that award when it's announced on Saturday night. But for the moment, it's Mahomes. And, you know, let's face it, if he hadn't had that little injury stretch with his knee and his ankle, then, you know, he might have put up his own case to be the, you know, the defending champ and to win it again. So, yeah, a lot of poise from this young man. And, you know, it just does not feel like that moment's too big for him at all. He feels ready for the stage.
Can you imagine if the Titans had been able to pull off the win, the quarterbacks? I mean, history will show. Like you just mentioned, the MVP, then you had Tom Brady before that, Patrick Mahomes. You know, in 5 or 10 years, that could look incredible, just the playing those three quarterbacks in three playoff games. I'm just curious, Teresa, how Mike Vrabel, you know, seeing all the football that he's seen, where he puts that performance by Patrick Mahomes in his file in how well you can play the position, because he's so unique.
Well, he is, and, you know, let's put it this way. I don't think anyone specifically got a great answer from Mike after that game, because that wasn't exactly a topic I think he was willing to dwell on. But it absolutely is, because let's face it, they had a lead in that game. The Titans seemingly had control, and with him going down that sideline, getting a touchdown, it just kind of seemed like at that point they grabbed momentum. And, you know, his ability to hurt you with his legs, with his feet, you know, he didn't run this much this year. You know, certainly no one has ever run like Lamar Jackson did. But, you know, Mahomes, I don't know how you defend those guys as a defensive coach. We saw Dean Pease and the Titans do it against Lamar Jackson. But I'm going to blame a little bit of the rust, and we'll see how maybe they do it this next season, because they're going to be playing the Ravens in the regular season. But, you know, Mahomes, he seems to be on a point where a path to put himself among the special quarterbacks in NFL history.
Teresa, I'm curious just your observations. I mean, you've been going to press conferences all over the place for years and years, but you've watched Mike Vrabel from the time he's taken over here to now, and it does seem like he's gotten more comfortable in the setting. What have been your observations in how he has progressed just with the way he deals with the media at the helm?
Oh, there's absolutely been a learning curve, growth curve. You know, as much as you can talk to the media as a player, and he certainly did, he'd been to Super Bowls as a player, it's a lot different when, you know, you're the head coach and different questions are being thrown at you, and you have to talk to the media, Lord, almost every day. You know, let's face it, when we're in a regular season mode, whether it's with the Predators or the Titans, sometimes we reporters spend more time with the coaches, it seems, than our own families at times. So when you start to recognize the faces and you know the people who are coming out, that, I think, helps you kind of expect maybe what some of the questions are. And he's definitely grown, you know, he's built his own maybe process of answering questions. And, you know, if there's a question he doesn't like, you know, he'll let you know. So not that there's anything wrong with that. We all ask questions that coaches are not going to like at times, and that's their right to answer them how they like. But you can kind of see a comfort level there, certainly. You know, we all remember the moment in December after the Houston loss where, you know, he made a couple of comments on things, topics he didn't really want to address. But, man, that's part of the game.
Teresa, I want to also get your perspective on something else that's going on with the team that you cover. You head on down to Memphis at times to watch the Grizzlies. They have not been on the radar much the last few years, but all of a sudden, they've got a heck of a nucleus. I'm just I'm curious, your observation when you go down there and start to see the atmosphere and the hope that they're starting to get with that young talent.
Willie, I'll say this. You know, there was an awful lot of talk, you know, that this was a team in the rebuilding process. You know, they finally gotten Mike Conley out of the building, all the old pieces, and this was a new roster. And let's put it this way, the rebuilding process has been accelerated tremendously. I mean, they're in the eighth spot. I think they started 6-16. But right now, if they win tonight, they're at 500 for the season. They've been holding down the eighth seed, which puts them in the postseason. They've been in that spot for about a week, week and a half now. So, and if you watch SportsCenter at night, you actually see some of what used to be an incredibly rare thing, Grizzly highlights. That's partly because John Morant keeps doing these, you know, buzzworthy, you know, clips that you've got to see, you know, the lobs, the dunks, the flying through the air for lobs and things. So you have to see this kid, and he's showing up. But the thing is, Jaren Jackson Jr. was the fourth overall pick a year before him, and he's kind of growing into that role. Brandon Clark was the second first rounder that they had this year as a rookie. Dylan Brooks. It's a young core, and it's amazing to watch. They're coming together way ahead of schedule.
Teresa, who do you think is going to win? Give us the key to the game.
It's going to be the Chiefs. You know, I expect the Niners to, you know, try something with Jimmy Garoppolo. We've seen Jimmy GQ, you know, throw the ball pretty well at times. We all remember the game against the Saints, but you know, the fact of the matter is, I'm still going to go with the Chiefs. You know, they've got, you know, they brought in a bunch of defensive guys to help them. They got the Honey Badger, and more importantly, Patrick Mahomes is healthy, and he's got guys like Tyreek Hill, Sammy Watkins, and Damian Williams. There's just so many weapons on the Chiefs side of the ball, and let's not forget that the Niners were, you know, really close, a few plays in the regular season finale from being the fifth seed in the NFC. So I'm going to take the Chiefs.
I happen to agree with you. By the way, how have you handled not being able to ask the first question at every press conference?
Well, you know what? It's okay, because the problem with asking the question at each news conference with the Titans and Mike Vrabel, you got to have that question every day.
Yep.
So this has allowed me to work on some other things.
Well said. Thanks for doing this. Really appreciate it. Enjoy Miami. Enjoy the game.
Thank you, Willie and Darren.
All right. That is Teresa Walker, Associated Press, down in Miami. When we come back, we're going to give you a chance to win a pair of tickets to see Roger Waters at Bridgestone Arena on August the 18th. But you've got to answer our Super Bowl question. We'll do that on the other side. Darren, Donick, and Chase, ESPN 102.5, the game.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Victory Lane? Yeah, it's even better with Chumba by my side. Race to ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See TNCs 21+. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.